Biyaba. Moshe d'Achashverosh, you know what the example of Achashverosh is, and Haman, you know what kind of example this is, like, whereas here Haman comes and yes, Achashverosh, do me a big heart favor, let me kill out the Jews. Achashverosh says, take them, I don't need them, do what you want. What's the Moshe here? Lo ma'adar v'dayma. L'shnei b'nei yodim, you have two people. L'yechad oyele tel b'tech sadeyu. One guy had a nice field, tilt in the middle of the field, there's a big mountain there, a big hill there. He doesn't need the hill in the middle of the field, it's ruining the field. Only Yached, another person, another person had a beautiful field, but there was a hole in the middle of the field. So Baal Charitz, Omar, the Baal Charitz says, who's going to give me a mountain like that? I'll fill up my ditch and I'll pay him money. Is Baal Telam, and the other way around, the one that owns the mountain says, who's going to give me a hole? Zebedom, I'll pay you to give me a hole to fill up, to get this mountain out of here. That's these two people. One wants to get rid of the hole, and one wants to get rid of the mountain. Is the Yom, and finally they came, make a shidduch together. Nizdav goes there to there, the two people meet one another. Omaloi Baal Charitz la Baal Atel. The Baal Charitz tells the one that has the hole in his field, says the one that has the mountain in the field, Mecholi Telecha, sell me your mountain. Oh my lord, the guy answers back, you want to pay me? Take it. I don't want it. Take it for nothing. That's here also. Haman came to complain to Achashverosh, to be Achashverosh was nothing better. Achashverosh was also a Russia. Achashverosh was happy to get rid of the Jews. So Haman wanted to pay Achashverosh to get rid of the Jews. Achashverosh said, I don't need your money. Do it for free. Do me a favor, get rid of them. Achashverosh was also a pretty good Russian. It says, V'halavai, and like a halavai, you should take it away for free. The pasuk says, V'yosar ha-melech ha-tabatoi, that Achashverosh took off his ring and gave it to Haman. It is Omer Rabbi Abba Bakana, K'dola ha-saras tabas, that this fact that Achashverosh gave the ring to Haman scared Klai Yisrael to start doing tshuva. It was such a great impression upon Klai Yisrael, Yosar me'aboyim mishmoy ne'viyim, more than the 48 Nevi'im said, V'sheva Nevi'as in Islam Bolehem Yisrael, more than the Nevi'im were able to do by Klai Yisrael. They told Klai Yisrael doing Averis, like do tshuva, the Nevi'im didn't help so much. More than what the Nevi'im helped was this fact when Achashverosh gave the ring to Haman, that Klai Yisrael got so scared for their life, that now they're afraid that Haman's going to kill them, they talk of the tshuva. By all the Nevi'im didn't make Klai Yisrael do tshuva. The Ilu Asaras Tabas, but now when Haman got the ring, Hechziros on the Mutav, it changed them over. Klai Yisrael did tshuva. But Beman Mordechai Vester, Lech Knesset Kol Yehudim, they did tshuva. So because they got afraid, that made them do tshuva. Like we talked about before, Hashem makes the Makkah, Hashem makes us have punishment, in order we should do tshuva, there should be refuah. Tana Rabbanan. Aboyim u'shmoyne Nevi'im. There were 48 Nevi'im. V'sheva Nevi'as and 7 different Nevi'as nisnabnu lehem Yisrael, that they sent over to Klai Yisrael. V'loi tischu v'loi hesiru. Not more, not less. V'loi tischu v'loi hesiru ha-mashkasa b'Torah. They didn't make anything more than what it says in the Torah. Chutz v'mikra Megillah. The only thing they added more than we have in the Torah is the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. This mitzvah doesn't say in the Torah, that's what the Nevi'im were mistaken to have a mitzvah of Megillah. So tell you, Rashi has the kasha, chutz v'mikra Megillah, v'im toima ner Chanukah, we also have something new of ner Chanukah, it also doesn't say in the Torah. Also the Nevi'im were mistaken it. K'far posku ha-Nevi'im, the Nevi'im already made it. Avim mei morachai ho-yachagas chaya malachai. By Chanukah, there's no more Nevi'im. It was after the times of Nevi'im that Chanukah took place. So Mel is not called the Nevi'im were mistaken it. But over here by Mordechai, the Nevi'im was still there. Chagai is Chaya Malachai. So the Nevi'im were not moisif anything on the Torah more than Mikra Megillah, only Purim. My Dorish, what are they dashing? Omer Rebbe Chiyah Varavin. Omer Rebbe Yeshua Ben Korcham. Oma Me Avdus Lecheris. Am Rishiro Maduch by Paro, when Christ went out of Mitzrayim, when they became freed. They were alive in Mitzrayim. Just they were workers, they were slaves there. And Hashem freed them, they came out free. They said, Shiro is the Misa Lachayim Lakoshkain. For sure now, when Christ was saved from Haman, that wanted to kill everybody, Havara's Nini to say Shiro. He hawking for the Gemara, Halal Nami Neima. Havara's Nini to say Shiro, why don't we say Halal on Purim? And the Gemara Lefi, Sheinayim Halel, Al Neisha B'chutz Loretz. We don't say Halel and Neisha that happened outside Eretz Yisrael. And Purim happened in Persia, therefore we don't say it. And for the Gemara Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim was also the Neisha B'chutz Loretz, was a Neisha by Mitzrayim. As Hechi Amin and Shira, how do we say Shira? Kedatani, we learn like this. Achlo Nechtesu Yisrael Yoretz Hukshu Kol Arotz Loim Shira. Before Klai Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, then any Neisha happened, you can say Shiron. Habishu Nechtesu Yisrael Loretz. When Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, the Yochshua called Arotus Lei Mashira. From now on, we say only a nace that happens in Eretz Yisrael, we say Shira, but a nace that happens after Eretz Yisrael, we don't say Shira. That's one teretz. Rav Nachman Noma Kriyosa Zuhilila. No, you should know, really, we do say Hallel. But the pshat is, when we read the Megillah, that's Gufa Hallel. In other words, by saying over the Nisim of what happened, that's the biggest Hallel we're saying back to Hashem. Rav says like this, another teretz. Bishleima hosam halolu avdi Hashem v'lo yavdi paro. Bishleima by Yitzias Mitzrayim, there's something to be happy about. L'maisa now with no more slaves to paro, so we can be happy about it. Aval hocha b'achashverosh, aval hocha halolu avdi Hashem v'lo yavdi achashverosh. Can we praise Hashem to say we're only an ever to Hashem, not to achashverosh? Akati avdi achashverosh anan. Shino, no, we're still avodim to achashverosh. We still have the old Michaels around us. We're still not free from the Goyim. So since we're not free from the Goyim yet, therefore we can't say Hallel. So therefore he says, Echtam, Yapurim, we can't say Hallel. Mashenke, by Tzias Mitzrayim, there we were free from Paro. Paro we never went back to. But from Achashverosh, the Shibud Malchius, that we still have upon us. Shrashid, Le'nigolnu, Le'nigolnu Elamin Amisa. We only saved from Misa, we weren't killed out. But the Maisa was still in Golas, until Mashiach comes, we're still in Golas. Therefore we can't say Hallel
about the Nais from Achashverosh. So the Kitzur comes out to Machlokes. One man Yom says we're potter from saying Hallel because we say now we're still a Kati Abdi Achashverosh Enan. And one man Yom says no, Kriyosa Zuhilula. When we read the Megillah, that's considered like we're saying Hallel also. It could be the pshat is that even though really we're a Kati Abdi Achashverosh Enan, we're still Boter Golis, but at the time when you read the Megillah, like with so much besimcha, we're hearing about the Nes, about the Nisan that Hashem did, that like frees us completely at that time from the Avdi Achashverosh. Therefore, at that time, we are like saying Hallel, because then we're free from the Shibud. All right, we'll stop here.
Dalad, we're holding. Yeah. No, so Kitzur, Shalom was, how come we don't say Hallel on Purim? So Gemara first said, the Brice said, you don't say Hallel on the Nes that happens Chutz Loretz. Then the Gemara gave two other Terutzim. The Gemara said that Rav Nachman gave a Teretz was Kriyosa Zu Halila. When we read the Megillah, that's in place of Hallel. And Rav said, no, that Bishleim by Paro, we became freed. Ma'ashenkim Halolu Avde Hashem Le'avde Achashverosh, Akati Avde Achashverosh Anan. Like today, we're still under the power of the Goyim, therefore we can't say hello for the Nes of Purim. Now, Moras Takashi, now, Bein L'Rova, this is what we're holding. Bein L'Rova, Bein L'Rav Nachman. Both according to Rova, according to Rav Nachman. Kashia. It's a Kashia. Kashia, it's a Kashia. So what? V'hotani, we learned like this. Kishe nichnesu l'oritz. When before the Brisa said, when they went into Eretz Yisrael, Lehuchshu kol ha'rotzes le'mashira, no other land could we say Shira, could we say Hallel. If a Nes happened in another land, is we can't say Shira. So it's a kasha. The Brisa says, after you went into Eretz Yisrael, you don't say Hallel for Nes that happened outside Eretz Yisrael. So it's a kasha and Rav and Rav Nachman, how come they said that the Megillah is yeah, the Hallel, or they say other reasons, it's a push of the reason because we're not in Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says, no. Kivin Shigolu Chosru Lachsherin Arishin. That only applied when Christ was in Eretz Yisrael. But now, when they went into Golus, there was but Eretz Yisrael. Now, if a Nes happens in Chutz Loretz, you could say Shira. So now that's where we need Rav's Teretz and Rav Nachman's Teretz. How come what happened to the Hallel on Purim? For the Mar of Su Lekka, where there's no other more Nevi'im, we had before there were 48 Nevi'im. Is that true? Only 48? The Pasuk says, "Vahi ish echad min ha'masoyim tzoifim." We dashin like this: that echad mimosayim, there was one of 200 tzoifim. What does tzoifim mean? She nisnabu lehem liYisrael, that they said nevuah to Klai Yisrael. So you see, there were 200 neviim. So how come before we had the said there's only 48 neviim? So Gemara says, Enechanami, Mi Mehevei to Vehevei. True, Avada, there were a lot of Nevi'im. Okay, the Tanya, Harbein, like we learned in the Braisa, Harbein Nevi'im Omdul Hem Yisrael. There were a lot of Nevi'im that were in Klai Yisrael. And Kiflayim Kiyetzim Mitzrayim, twice as much as the Jews that came out of Mitzrayim. That's how many Nevi'im there were throughout the generations. Elas, what's the Pshat 48 Nevi'im we had before? Ela Nevu'a Shehutzruchul Adoyrois. And Nevu'ah that the Navi said, like Musa, to make them better the rest of the generations, was needed for the generations. Nichtava, they wrote down what he said. Mashenken Ushaloi Hutzruchu, on Nevi'ah that was said, Nevu'ah, but it's not necessary for the future generations, Lo Nichtava, that wasn't written down. So there's only 48 Nevi'ah that said things that apply to the future generations, so those were written down. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omar, Odom habo mishnei romis. What does it mean, the pasuk that ish echad min romosoyim? It means a person that came mishnei romis, like from two hills. Shetzayfay zuazu. They're facing one another. It's a big person. Rabbi Chonin Omar. Odom means a person habo mibnei odom. A person that comes from another person. Shaim din beruma shalolam. That's standing in the height of the world. Oman ninu. Who are these people? Bnei Korach. The people of Korach. Yes, see, the pasuk says, "Ubnei Korach leMesum." The people of Korach didn't die; they're still alive. And what does that mean? Tone Mishum Rabbeinu that Mokom Nispatzel Hem Gehenim. There's a place in Gehenim, like a hole in Gehenim, v'yomdu, and they're staying there. In other words, Oyme Bruma Shloim doesn't mean leShvach; it means leGnai, like they're bad. There are these people that are upstairs that are still standing in Gehenim. That's the Bnei Korach. Korach, B'chol Adosai, children are still standing there. Right. Yeshiva Nevi'os, like we had before in the Braisa, there were 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os. 7 ladies Nevi'os. 7 ladies are also Nevi'os. The Marman Ninu, who were these 7? Sora, Miriam, Devorah, Chana, Avigayol, Chulda, V'Esther. These were the 7 ladies that were Nevi'im. Sarah, what do you mean Sarah? The Chassid Apostle says, Avi Milka, the Avi Yitzchak. What does it mean? The Amr of Yitzchak. Yitzchak, Yitzchak zu Sarah. That's what the Apostle says, Yitzchak, that means Sarah. For Lama Nikra Shema Yitzchak, and the Apostle says, Avi Yitzchak means Sarah. It means Shesach sub Ruach HaKodesh. She was covered with Ruach HaKodesh. In other words, she was Nevuah. She had Nevi'is. Shenev, the Apostle says, Kol HaShe Temer Alecha Sarah, Shema B'Kela, Hashem told Avram, whatever Sarah tells you, listen to her. Why? Because she's in the Via, she's saying Ruach HaKodesh. Tavrach, another pshat is Yiske. What does it mean, Yiske? Shakil Seichim B'Yofia. Everybody was looking how beautiful Sarah was. So Sarah was the first one, a lady, to be in Nevuah. Miriam, Dichsiv, Vatikach, Miriam, Anaviah, Achois, Aaron. That Miriam, the sister of Aaron, took. Fred Gemara, Voloi, what do you mean the sister of Aaron? Wasn't she also the sister of Moshe? Amar Rav Nachman, it means like this, Amar Rav, Shoysa Misnabo, she said Nevi'is, she said Nevu'ah, Kishi Achois Aaron. That means when she was only the sister of Aaron, before Moshe Rabbeinu was born. The American just said like this, Asido Imi Shetela Ben. She said in Nevu'ah that my mother is going to give birth to another son. So Yoshias Yisrael, he's going to save Klal Yisrael. And what happened was, when Moshe was born, Nismala Kol HaBayis Kuli Oira. So the whole house was lit up with light. Izamad Avia, so her father said, her father came, Vinoshka Rosh, and kissed her on the head. And Amalah said to her, Biti Niskayim Nevuah Secha, like it looks like Nevuah that you said is true. Like you said, we're going to have a son that's going to save Klal Yisrael, looks like it's going to be true. So the whole house lit up, they saw the special child. But then when they took him, took Moshe and threw him into the Yor, they were afraid to keep him anymore. Then Omar Aviyah v'tovcha Roisha. Now Miriam's father came back to him and hit her on the head. The Yomulon said to her, Biti, heichin nevuah secha, where's your nevuah? Like, looks like he's going to die now. What happened to what you said? He's going to save Klal Yisrael. And I know this is, that's what the pasuk says right away. That Miriam stood far away, Lodas, to know what was going on. What does that mean? Lodas ma yehei b'seif nevuasa. She wanted to see what's going to be with her nevuah. If it's going to be true that he's really going to save Klal Yisrael, And kachever, it happened. Devorah. How do we know Devorah was Nevi'ah? Or Devorah Isha Nevi'ah. It says clearly she was Nevi'ah. Eshes Lapidus. My Eshes Lapidus, that means she was the wife of Lapidus. Lapidus means a fire, a flame. That means Shehoisa Oisa Psilois Lamigdish. She was making the wicks for the base of Migdish. That's why it's called Lapidus, like fire, she was making the wicks. Yeah. It says Devorah was sitting under a palm tree. For the more Maishna Tachas Tomer, why under a palm tree? She wanted to have a tree that doesn't have too many branches. There shouldn't be a shal of Yichud. As people came to ask her questions, the Rashi says, Mishum Yichud, it's a tall tree. There's no shade underneath it. Nobody can be miyachad with the come in by it's like in the house. So she wanted to be open, an open field. That's like under a palm tree that was purely open. Everybody could see. There wasn't a question of Yichud being alone with a man. Dabarachim, another pshat is, my Thomas is there just like a palm tree. Ein lo yel lev echad, there's only one heart. There's one main stalk that goes straight up. Is af Yisrael. That door, when Toma, when Devorah was in the Via, everybody had one leiv to Hashem. How do we know Chana was in the Via? You see the pasuk says, "But the spalo Chana." Chana started to daven, but she said, "Olat libi b'Hashem, my heart is high to Hashem. Roma karni b'Hashem, my horn is also high to Hashem." That means Roma karni for loy Roma pachi. Means it will be lifted up the keren. And not the pachi, not the pitcher. What does that mean? That David and Shlomo shenim shchu bekeren. David and Shlomo, they became kings by a keren. They poured the oil over them through a horn. Is nimshcho machuson? Their malchus continued on. Of Shaul, the Yehu shenim shchu bepach. They first became a king. They poured the oil over them only from a pitcher, from a pach. Lo nimshcho machuson. By then the machusas didn't go on. So in other words, she was nevuah. She was saying nevuah here. Chana. That's how we know Chana was Nevuah. Ein kodesh posuk there. The Chana said, "Ein kodesh kashem ki ein voltecha." What does that mean? Amar Rav Yehuda bar Menashe, "Al tikri voltecha." Don't say nobody like you. Ella live loisecha. Nobody can swallow you up. What does that mean? Shalai kemidas hakodesh baruch hu midas bosu v'dom. Hashem is not like people. Midas bosu v'dom by people, maisa yodov mavli and oisoin. What they do lives longer than them. Their actions stay and they die. Av hakodesh baruch hu mavlo maisa yodov faket. Hashem outlives anything that he makes. That ki ein butecha, Hashem does, nothing is swallowed up like Hashem swallows up his maisa yodayim, not that they outlive him. The ein tzur kolakein. What does it mean? Hashem, there's no tzur, no rock like our Hashem. It means ein tzayir kolakeinu. There's no like artist, a tzir to make pictures like our Hashem. That means adam tzar tzur agada koisla. A person can make a picture on the wall. A person like a mushroom, you want to make a person. You can make the picture of a person. You can't make him live. You can't give him a stomach. You can't give him intestines. Avla Kodesh Baruch Hu Tzah Tzura B'Toich Tzura. Hashem made a form of a person. O Mato Bo Ruach and Neshama. Hashem put it to Adam Rishon. A Ruach and Neshama Kibayim the insides. O Bnei Mayim the Kishkis. Hashem made Adam Rishon. Payet Avigail. Avigail was also a Nevius. Was the Chassid Pesach says V'ho Yehi Roi Cheves Al HaChamor. She was riding on the chamor and the donkey. For Yeredes Baseiser Hahor. She went down in the hidden place of the mountain. That means Vaseiser Rahar, that means Minahar Miboyle. She just said from the mountain. What does it mean, Seiser? Omar Rabba Bashmuel, Aliske Dam, Habo Minhastorin. That means what Abigail was doing, she was taking blood now that comes like Dam Nidus, and she was giving it to David Melech. That means Aliske Dam, Habo Minhastorin, that comes from Nidus. Not Lord Dam, she took the Dam, the Rosaloy, and she showed it to David as if to say, Paskin, if I'm Tommy or not. Is Omolo David said back to her, Vechimar Dam Balailo? Are you allowed to look at Dam at night? You have to wait till daytime. is Omra Loi. So she said back to David, V'chidon adin in the forces of Alayla, do you have a right to pass on adin Shaila of killing? In other words, here the case is that David wanted to kill her husband. So he was killing him at night even. Ah, you can't pass on at night. Omra Loi, so David answered back and said that